This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I knew we'd get some people on the support train at Dusty and Caglione from the 816. Caglione should be up for opening day. I'm with you, Dust Man. I know. But source has told me, like that movie, Trouble with the Curve, Jack Caglione. But yesterday you saw the video, you heard the audio. He went yard skis once again. Caglione's just a dude, man. I hate it. Because I feel like I'm like that 15-year-old that has his permit, and I got to wait a full year to be able to drive on my own. Dad, you want to go to the gas station? Not really. Well, I do. Can I drive? Come on. Just nuts, dude. Don't forget... this is a segment we call Smash or Pass, brought to you by Booth Creek Wagyu, KC's best steaks, now two locations, 95th at Knoll and 135th at Metcalf. We played you the sounder, so when you hear that sounder, you want to be caller number 5. And this week's Smash or Pass is golf-related. But again, you guys know how it goes, right? Every year, the previous winner of the Masters gets to provide the menu for... past champions. Here they come down Magnolia Lane. Such a beautiful time here in Augusta, Florida. As you can see to your right, all of the beautiful flowers have been planted.
Yes.
The crow's nest where all the amateurs play and sleep. Will Shipley. Hear about that guy's, you know that guy's Will Shipley? He was a low amateur last year, big guy, long hair.
Okay.
He was given his Waffle House order the other day.
Oh, gosh.
He said chocolate chip waffle. Scrambled eggs, hash browns, sausage, toast. And then what he does is he eats the waffle for dessert. He doesn't do this anymore because he got with a nutritionist because he was like, I was on a full swing season 3 and I was just absolutely fat. So he doesn't eat this anymore. And then he takes the eggs, the hash brown, and the sausages. He cuts the sausages in half and makes 2 sandwiches out of his All-Star special and then eats the waffle for dessert. Will Shipley and I just became friends.
That's pretty good.
But Scotty Scheffler gave his Masters dinner. I said I was going to explain to you why I think Scottie Scheffler is low-key a closet stoner. Because there's one thing I don't understand. It's titled First Course. But his appetizers, again, you get to select, and this will be available on April 8th, 2005, when you can eat this dinner if you're a past champion, wearing that green jacket. Cheeseburger sliders, served Scottie style.
No.
You describe it that way, it's a pass. I don't want to have a slider. I'm already questionable about food names. Like, I don't like meatloaf or...
love meatloaf.
Or, like, the hut finish. The hell's a hut finish?
Smash.
No. Just give me the crust. I don't need the hut finish. I don't need Papa's ingredients on my crust. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa's finish. You, sir, suck.
I love dick.
Whoa. Cleveland sliders. No way.
No, I'm out.
Cheeseburger sliders served Scotty style is a pass for me on the appetizer.
Yeah, I'm going to pass. Scotty style's throwing me off. I love a slider, but what's Scotty style?
Yeah.
And why can't we call it like mayonnaise and cheese or something?
Ew. I liked Jackie Styles. Shout out to the Missouri State Bears back in the day. She was a baller. Got all the way to the Final Four. Got drafted by Portland. Mm. Jackie Styles.
Good name.
Springfield's own. Moving on, there is a firecracker shrimp. It is served with a sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo.
Smash.
Correct. That is the appetizer of the Masters menu that I would select. One Dusty Likens would be the firecracker shrimp.
Yep. Absolutely in on that.
Because then there's Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites. I'm sorry. I'm not eating anything called Papa Chef's. Papa John's, Papa Chef's, Papa Kino's, whatever it is. I'm not eating it.
This sounds good, though.
Yeah. It's got cheese, tomato basil sauce, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli. He's paying homage to his dad's, you know, famous food. So, no thank you. And then he goes to his first course. Texas-style chili?
Texas-style.
Which means no beans.
Oh.
And it comes with cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and corn chips. Pass.
Chili without beans?
I think that's what Texas-style means.
Ugh.
I could be wrong. Because then you get into the debate of should chili have beans or not. So it's always interesting. But I'm going to pass on chili. I just be like, you know what? I'm good. Will Shipley can have mine. Because I believe he'll be at this dinner because he was a low amateur last year. Maybe not. Maybe it's only past winners. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's distinguished by its lack of beans and tomatoes. Those are like my two favorite things in chili. Pass.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes!
It's on you. Caller number 5. You heard the sounder. You have a chance to win Booth Creek Wagyu. Two locations, 95th and Nall. And 135th and Metcalf, Booth Creek Wagyu. Be caller number 5 to collect that winning. We'll get your name and give you a shout-out as well. Moving on to Smash or Pass. We get to the main course of the Masters. You have your choice of a wood-fired cowboy ribeye or a blackened redfish. This is tough for your boy. But you know me, I'm a meat eater, daddy.
Yeah, you got some meat takes.
Yeah.
Are you in on a ribeye?
Give me the cowboy as a bone-in ribeye, baby.
Okay.
Wood-fired grill. Cooked to a mid-rare, and they come with a macaroni and cheese family style, so you know it's been in the oven with the breadcrumbs on top, toasted with that hard cheese in the corner, jalapeno creamed corn, I'm okay on that, and a soy glazed Brussels sprouts with chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes. Sign me up for all of that. Give me the cowboy ribeye and a smash.
Yeah, smash city on all that. Yeah, I'm in. I would choose the ribeye over the redfish, I think, too.
Yeah, I mean, redfish is great.
It'd be great.
It's also blackened, so sign me up for that. But when I have my gun to my head and they say, you want the ribeye, you want the fish, give me that steak, boy. But I would pass on the cream corn, smash the potatoes, smash the Brussels sprouts and the mac and cheese. I'm walking out there 20 pounds heavier. And then the most underrated dessert of all time, the warm chocolate chip skillet cookie. Anything in a skillet is a hit. You get that nice ice cream over the top, that the warm chocolate chip cookie inside that skillet. You got to eat it all. Give me like 3 bites, and I'm good. But it is a very underrated dessert, so I'm smashing that when it comes to the cookie skillet ice cream a la mode.
Not a chocolate guy.
I mean, you don't like chocolate chip cookies?
I can make it work. I'll make it work. I'll make it work. I'll do it. Yeah, right. So
smash.
Especially when it's warm. It's basically like a small cookie cake with ice cream over the top.
913 says, you have a segment called On the Come, but food titles are throwing you off.
That's right. You better believe it.
Touche.
Oh, Jackie was not Springfield's own. She played at Springfield, though, so give me a little bit of credit.
Yeah, come on. That's close.
That is Smash or Pass. It is brought to you by Beef Wagyu. Obviously, Beef Booth Creek Wagyu, Casey's Best Steaks now with two locations, 95th and Nall and 135th and Metcalf. Coming up on the other side, we dive back into the brackets and we get into the East Side Bracket. Coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.